One persistent problem for ocean pollution is plastic, especially microplastic, which also winds up on beaches around the world and across our state. This week, the Department of Land and Natural Resources is trying out a new weapon in the war against microplastic pollution. It's a machine that sucks up microplastic from the sand. It's called Hula One, and one of the co-founders of the company behind it, Samuel Duvall, joins us to tell us more.
Hi.
Samuel, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
So explain a bit how this works. It looks, honestly, sort of like a giant rolling vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, so it's actually it's like a big trailer. So we have a vacuum system on it. So you have one person that take the vacuum tool to go on the beach, and you can suck all the mixture of sand and plastic. So all the mix is going to the machine, and then it goes on the upper tank. It drops on a big tank that we filled up with water from the sea. And we can put all the mixture of plastic and sand on this big tank. So with the water, we can separate all the plastic and the sand. So all the plastic is going up, and all the sand is sink. So basically, we are creating an overflow. So we can pick up all the plastic, and we can put back all the clean sand on the beach.
And that's that separation, that ability to separate is the key of what makes this different.
Yeah, exactly, because all the plastic arrive from the ocean, so it floats. So we can all separate it from the sand by doing this.
And you figured this out. I mean, this is, you put together, I love this, it's 12, it was a class project, 12 mechanical engineering students, of
yeah.
which you're one.
Yeah.
And how did that all go?
Yeah, so it started 2 years ago. One of our friends saw a lot of videos and documentaries about the plastic issue. And he saw a video of Camilo Point here in Big Island. So he told us that he wanted to create a machine to help them to clean the beaches. So we contacted Hawaii Wildlife Fund, and they told us the real problem is that they are not able to pick up all the small pieces of plastic and
it's
the microplastic.
Too small. The plastic is too small physically to pick up. I should point out, by the way, just you're coming to Hawaii, but from the University of Sherbrooke in Quebec.
Exactly, right? So. Canada. So. Yeah, all the microplastic, like, you cannot pick them all with your hand. It will be very too long. And we did some research, and we realized that there were no machine existing around the world to do this kind of job. So we told each other we will invent it, and we did it. So now we tested the last 2 weeks of April in Big Island on Camilo Point. And at first, the first test we did, for sure, it's a prototype, so everything wasn't going well, but we had some time to fix all the problem we had and did some modification. So at the end, we were pretty happy with the machine that we gave to Hawaii Wildlife Fund.
So you're leaving the machine behind to do some work for us.
Here. Yeah, it's a donation that we do to Hawaii Wildlife Fund. And right now we are in Honolulu, and three of us are working full time on this project right now. So we finished the school in December, and three of us want to expand our technology and to clean other beaches because we know it's a big problem, and there's a lot of beaches here in Oahu that has the same problem also. So we have been meeting over the past week a lot of nonprofit organizations of beach cleanup, mm-hmm. and also government, the person from the association, and maybe also some funders that could help us to develop other machines.
At one point, of course, there's a big financial aspect of this. I mean, it's, you know, no secret. You're trying to raise money in terms of mm-hmm. making this go as a commercial venture. It's interesting. I was seeing that you have some corporate interest in this project, including an Italian company, Prenoth. They make snow grooming machines mm-hmm. and other tracked vehicles like that. But that's an interesting combination that you would capture part of that attention, but from a mechanical engineering standpoint, probably that makes sense.
Yeah, and for sure it can be interesting because they are doing like a tracking. So, and as our machine is going on the beaches, maybe it could be an option to be partner with them. So we will see for the future. Yeah, but it's nice to see that there's a lot of interest around all the companies and also what we want to make sure is that what we're doing right now, it's not a reason to continue to consume all the plastic we are doing right now. Like one of our friends is used to say, it's kind of sad that we have to invent this machine because it's a big problem, and we did all this problem by consuming a lot of plastic. So what we're trying to do is to fix the problem we already did, but the main thing that we have to do is to stop consuming that much plastic.
And to attack the problem further upstream.
Exactly.
Before it winds up in the oceans and on the beaches.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting when you talk about studying in Quebec, again, coming to Hawaii for this. Why? And I understand about seeing some of the video, but how did you settle on coming to Hawaii? I mean, there are oceans closer to where you were.
Yeah, you could think it's because of the weather, but it's not. We wanted to do a project that helped the environment, and we did a lot of research, and Camilo, it's one of the dirtiest beaches around the world. So by starting by cleaning this beach, we think that we can have a major impact, and if we're able to clean this beach, I think that we can clean every beach around the world. So we started by contacting Hawaii Wildlife Fund, and they were willing to help us to give some information about the beach, and then we started the project.
And so what, in terms of your views of defining success, and I know that that's a moving target, but in terms of what will be successful for you in terms of cleaning up the beach?
It's that there's no more plastic on the beaches. That's the ultimate goal. And if we can help, because we want to use our engineering skills to help to save the planet. So if by doing that we can resolve this problem, that would be the successful thing that we want to do.
So you're here in Hawaii for about a last couple of weeks and a little bit more from now. What comes next for you?
So the reason why we want to meet most of people as possible is to know what is the real need and what can we do for a better machine that can be more convenient to them and that will be more use. So this is what is coming next. We want to try a partner that will work with us to develop a new machine and eventually to bring machines to the other Hawaiian islands, because it's a problem that you have everywhere in Hawaii. So this is the next step for the future.
Well, thanks for coming to Hawaii to help out.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Samuel Duvall, co-founder of the company behind Hula One, a new machine designed to suck up microplastics off the beach. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.